أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئي على أثري وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 83 and 84 of Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the Bani Israel of some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and Allah's ni'mats upon them. Now Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala addresses Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. The brief incident before we discuss the ayah, Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala had commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to come to the appointed place, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant and bestow upon him the Torah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was told either to come with his people or with some of the leaders of the people. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, in his enthusiasm to go forth to receive the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, remember, he had already the good fortune of kalam and speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all of that creates the zeal within Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to hasten. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam then begins to go towards the appointed place with a great zeal and enthusiasm. And of course, he begins to walk faster and he moves further away from his people. So he reaches and the people had lagged behind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring to us this situation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his enthusiasm towards Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what had created in you haste, leaving your people behind, O Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam's response to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was, قَالَ هُمْ أُولَٰئِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِ. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are coming upon my footsteps. In other words, they are behind me. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And O Allah, I came to you, I hastened towards you, O my Rabb, لِتَرْضَى, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you would become pleased. In other words, you would see my enthusiasm, you would see my fervor and my zeal towards you, and hence in this way, I came quicker than my people, leaving them behind. And from here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us the very, very important lesson that as far as our ibadat to Allah Rabbul Izzat, there needs to be that enthusiasm, there needs to be that zeal, that we always hasten towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Obviously, we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that when we come to the masjid, and even if the imam had begun the salat, then we shouldn't run in the masjid to the salat. There was one sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakrah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begun the first rakat, and now by the time he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already gone into ruku. So this person lifts his hands, he makes his takbir at tahrima, and then he moves one or two footsteps forward. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you don't need to do all of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the intention. Allah will reward you. Whatever you must, when the imam makes salam, then as a masbuk, complete that. So the important aspect is that we shouldn't now run in the masjid and show our enthusiasm. Rather, we show our enthusiasm in leaving our business places, our homes earlier, and coming to the house of Allah, remaining in the masjid, making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, making zikrullah very quietly, not disturbing others. That is our enthusiasm towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.